What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I love getting out in community and hanging with people and talking to people and meeting new people. And so this week I had the pleasure of speaking at the Rotary Club in Minneapolis. And I went, and I think it was Wednesday morning at an ungodly hour, something like 7:15. I had to leave my kids and say, okay, I hope y'all make it to school, because I promised these people I'd go speak at the Rotary Club. And I'm guessing they made it to school because they made it home. Bless the Lord. And I got there, and, you know, we had breakfast and coffee and hung out. And then, you know, I just kind of told them my story, and we chatted, and I challenged them. You know, because next week is Small Business Week, that each one of them would spend some time with a small business owner that they did not know, and do what they could to help them. You know, as these organizations like the Rotary Club and so many others look to try to define who they are and what they do for community and cement their legacy, you know, I told them, I said, it's time out for meetings. It's time out for, you know, parliamentary procedures. It's time to get out there and help the people. And I told them, what they doing for Q1, Q2? What kind of service projects have they gotten involved in? What are they doing to make sure that small business owners like me have an opportunity to have their ear, to connect to the people and the resources that they know, right? And so as soon as the meeting was over, Jim Nelson ran up to me. Never met Jim Nelson before in my life. And he said, you know, I just want to tell you, I'm connected to something called Onward House. And it's for residential houses and bedrooms. And we got programming and case management. And we're really trying to help people who are experiencing homelessness or, you know, housing instability. I said, okay, all right, I like what you're doing. And so he went on and on about Onward House and how much, you know, he's been involved since he got started. He's on the board over there. And it's been around since 2018, but they've got this new strategic plan they got going on. And I said, you know, Jim, I want you to come on my show so we can talk about Onward House, because I like the work that you're doing with this organization. And don't you know, Jim made some time for me. Hey, Jim.
Hello there. How are you?
Jim, I am great. It was so good to meet you. Did we have fun, or did we have fun this week at the Rotary Club?
You energized the room in a big way.
I keep telling people, if they are not hiring me to speak at their events, they are missing out. I mean, you know, people always say, no disrespect to the other hosts in town. I was like, but I'm the best. It's okay to say it. You can say it out loud. They all know. I know. It's okay. You can say it. But I had a good time. I was so grateful that you all had me there. And, you know, just to chat with you all and to meet new people like you. And in addition to, you know, being a part of the Rotary, you're now on the board of Onward House. Now, you got to tell me what Onward House is and what it's all about, because when you shared the vision of this organization with me, immediately, what did I tell you? I was like, you got to come on my radio show and talk about it.
And I was very happy to do it. I'll tell you, in a nutshell, Shaletta, Onward operates a house. The house is presently located in Eden Prairie, but we've got some strategic plans that we hope that it'll be more than that. But we serve young adults, and by that I mean 18 to 24 years old, who are, as you mentioned, in an unstable housing situation. That is, they've been in an abusive household, they're rejected by their family because they're LGBTQ, or they're living in poverty, and in any number of factors. But essentially, mm-hmm. they're without a home. They may be living in their car, or they may be couch surfing at friends, as long as the friends will have them. At various places. And I think we can only imagine how hard it is to maintain a job or keep up with studies when you don't know where you're going to be sleeping tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are kind of hidden because they're not in shelters. They might have been in foster care when they were younger, but now they're adults. And so what Onward does is our house has only four bedrooms, so we can only handle four at one time. But we provide that stable place for these young adults to live for up to 2 years while the resident works or completes their studies, whether it be high school or post-secondary training. So, and along with those safe places to live, the Onward provides supportive services. We teaching life skills, financial literacy, budgeting, of course, and of course, just plain old person-to-person encouragement in developing and meeting goals, so that the resident can successfully launch into an independent living situation.
Now, how did you get involved with the board? What was that process like?
Yeah, well, I got involved, and I've only been a member of the board for the last 5 months. I joined in January, and mm-hmm. so if you ask me something I don't know, I'm going to be honest and tell you I don't know. But I have an acquaintance through Rotary, a member of the Eden Prairie Noon Rotary Club, who's been very active in Onward. And in fact, John Urbanski is the president of the board of Onward this year. And he contacted me late last year and described Onward because I'd never heard of it before. Told me some success stories, had me meet some of the board members with whom I was terribly impressed, but a wonderful group of committed people, and then asked me to join the board, and it didn't take me long to decide to say yes because I was so inspired by it.
And so, what are some of your goals being on the board at Onward? Do you, because a lot of times when people are in the day to day, it's hard to see long term. But having somebody new come in with a fresh set of eyes, what are some of your goals and what's impressed you the most about Onward and the service that, the program provides?
Yeah. First of all, in terms of my goal in joining the board, I think aligns with the board's goals in having me. Which is they've been kind of, the legal name is Onward Eden Prairie, but they serve the West Metro suburbs,
mm-hmm.
and they'll take people from anywhere, but their volunteers and their board members have primarily been residents of Eden Prairie, and mm-hmm. they to expand and complete their strategic goal, which I could share with you a little bit too. They need other people from other communities to be on the board and to make contacts, to look for volunteers, to look for money, et cetera, and create awareness of the program in these other communities. So that's why I agreed to join. And
okay,
so that's what I'm doing.
Okay, and what's impressed you the most coming in, seeing, this work? What did you see that you said, oh my God, this is amazing?
Easily, it's the stories I've heard of their successes. Now, we've really been in business only since 2018, so we have a limited number, four at a time. Well, there's two things. One is the need for this kind of service, and this is the only organization that has this kind of on-site supportive services for this age group in the West Metro that we know of. The success stories I've heard, one resident has graduated from the program, and not only that, graduated with a nursing degree. She's now a registered
nurse.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. We just had one exit the program, and we did a little, an exit interview.
Mm-hmm.
And this resident said, it's very much like a home. It's as close to being a home as a program can be. And then she said, this place gave me the opportunity to have dreams.
Mm.
Think of that. I mean, the opportunity to have dreams. And, you know, if you're couch surfing and you're just struggling just to survive, it's tough. It's tough. And it's tough to have dreams. Tough to have dreams.
Yeah. Yeah. Have more nightmares than dreams if that's your reality.
Sure.
Now, let me ask you, Jim, how can folks get involved in Onward? If somebody is hearing this story and says, you know, I need to do more to get involved. I said at the beginning of the year when I made my New Year's resolutions that I was going to do more volunteer work and I haven't done anything. This sounds like something I want to be connected with. This sounds like a place I want to donate my dollars. How can they get in touch with Onward?
Yes. They can start with our website, which is onwardep.org. Very simple.
Onwardep.org. That's where you need to go.
Stands for Eden Prairie, the EP. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Oh, I want you to be aware that we are having an open house at the home on Monday. This coming Monday, the 29th, at 4:30, 6:30. I've already invited you.
Yes, you have.
I hope you come and bring a friend. And you can get information on that at the website, www.onwardedenprayer.org/openhouse.
Yep, and it is Monday from 4:30 to 6:30. Folks will get to tour the house, meet the board and staff, learn more. They want you to RSVP on the website. And you can contact the executive director. Her name is Tricia Wright. Information for the RSVP is on the website, onwardep.org/openhouse. Jim Nelson, thank you for being my new best friend.
Well,
and
thank you for
coming on my show.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
really
look, don't tell Chad Harmon because he's going to get jealous. Look, if you see him on the street, walk on the other side because he get real possessive about me. So I'm just letting you know, if you see him, just go the other way.
We'll keep that between ourselves.
All right, Mr. Jim, we'll try to get out there and hang out with you guys on Monday. Yes, sir. And y'all stick around. You can hang out with me right here on More of the Shaletta Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I love getting out in community and hanging with people and talking to people and meeting new people. And so this week, I had the pleasure of speaking at the Rotary Club in Minneapolis. And I went, and I think it was Wednesday morning at an ungodly hour, something like 7:15. I had to leave my kids and say, okay, I hope y'all make it to school because I promised these people I'd go speak at the Rotary Club. And I'm guessing they made it to school because they made it home. Bless the Lord. And I got there and, you know, we had breakfast and coffee and hung out. And then, you know, I just kind of told them my story and we chatted and I challenged them. You know, because next week is Small Business Week, that each one of them would spend some time with a small business owner that they did not know and do what they could to help them. You know, as these organizations like the Rotary Club and so many others look to try to define who they are and what they do for community and cement their legacy. You know, I told them, I said, it's time out for meetings. It's time out for, you know, parliamentary procedures. It's time to get out there and help the people. And I told them, what they doing for Q1, Q2? What kind of service projects have they gotten involved in? What are they doing to make sure that small business owners like me have an opportunity to have their ear, to connect to the people and the resources that they know, right? And so as soon as the meeting was over, Jim Nelson ran up to me. Never met Jim Nelson before in my life. And he said, you know, I just want to tell you, I'm connected to something called Onward House. And it's for residential houses and bedrooms. And we got programming and case management. And we're really trying to help people who are experiencing homelessness or you know, housing instability. I said, okay, all right, I like what you're doing. And so he went on and on about Onward House and how much, you know, he's been involved since he got started. He's on the board over there. And it's been around since 2018, but they've got this new strategic plan they got going on. And I said, you know, Jim, I want you to come on my show so we can talk about Onward House, because I like the work that you're doing with this organization. And don't you know, Jim made some time for me. Hey, Jim.
Hello there. How are you?
Jim, I am great. It was so good to meet you. Did we have fun or did we have fun this week at the Rotary Club?
You energized the room in a big way.
I keep telling people, if they are not hiring me to speak at their events, they are missing out. I mean, you know, people always say, no disrespect to the other hosts in town. I was like, but I'm the best. It's okay to say it. You can say it out loud. They all know. I know. It's okay. You can say it. But I had a good time. I was so grateful that you all had me there. And, you know, just to chat with you all and to meet new people like you. And in addition to, you know, being a part of the Rotary, you're now on the board of Onward House. Now, you got to tell me what Onward House is and what it's all about. Because when you shared the vision of this organization with me, immediately, what did I tell you? I was like, you got to come on my radio show and talk about it.
And I was very happy to do it. I'll tell you, in a nutshell, Shaletta, Onward operates a house. The house is presently located in Eden Prairie, but we've got some strategic plans that we hope that it'll be more than that. But we serve young adults, and by that I mean 18 to 24 years old, who are, as you mentioned, in an unstable housing situation. That is, they've been in an abusive household, or they're rejected by their family because they're LGBTQ, or they're living in poverty, and any number of factors. But essentially, mm-hmm. they're without a home. They may be living in their car, or they may be couch surfing at friends, as long as the friends will have them. At various places. And I think we can only imagine how hard it is to maintain a job or keep up with studies when you don't know where you're going to be sleeping tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are kind of hidden because they're not in shelters. They might have been in foster care when they were younger, but now they're adults. And so what Onward does is our house has only four bedrooms, so we can only handle four at one time. But we provide that stable place for these young adults to live for up to 2 years while the resident works or completes their studies, whether it be high school or post-secondary training. So, and along with those safe places to live, the Onward provides supportive services. We teaching life skills, financial literacy, budgeting, of course, and of course, just plain old person-to-person encouragement in developing and meeting goals, so that the resident can successfully launch into an independent living situation.
Now, how did you get involved with the board? You know, what was that process like?
Yeah, well, I got involved, and I've only been a member of the board for the last 5 months. I joined in January, and so mm-hmm. if you ask me something I don't know, I'm going to be honest and tell you I don't know. But I have an acquaintance through Rotary, a member of the Eden Prairie Noon Rotary Club, who's been very active in Onward. And in fact, John Urbanski is the president of the board of Onward this year. And he contacted me late last year and described Onward because I'd never heard of it before. Told me some success stories, had me meet some of the board members with whom I was terribly impressed, but a wonderful group of committed people, and then asked me to join the board, and it didn't take me long to decide to say yes because I was so inspired by it.
And so what are some of your goals being on the board at Onward? Do you, because, you know, a lot of times when people are in the day-to-day, you know, it's hard to see long-term. But having somebody new come in with a fresh set of eyes, you know, what are some of your goals and what's impressed you the most about Onward and the service that, you know, the program provides?
Yeah, first of all, in terms of my goal in joining the board, I think aligns with the board's goals in having me, which is they've been kind of, you know, the legal name is Onward Eden Prairie, but they serve the West Metro suburbs. Mm-hmm. And they'll take people from anywhere. And but their volunteers and their board members have primarily been residents of Eden Prairie. And they to expand and complete their strategic goal, which I could share with you a little bit, too, they need other people from other communities to be on the board and to make contacts, to look for volunteers, to look for money, et cetera, and create awareness of the program in these other communities. So that's why I agreed to join.
And okay, so now
that's what I'm doing.
Okay, and what's impressed you the most coming in, seeing, you know, this work? You know, what did you see that you said, oh, my God, this is amazing?
Easily, it's the stories I've heard of their successes. Now, we've really been in business only since 2018, so we have a limited number, four at a time. Well, there's two things. One is the need for this kind of service, and this is the only organization that has this kind of on-site supportive services for this age group in the West Metro that we know of. Mm-hmm. The success stories I've heard, one resident has graduated from the program, and not only that, graduated with a nursing degree. She's now a registered
nurse.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. We just had one exit the program, and we did a little, you know, exit interview. Mm-hmm. And this resident said, it's very much like a home. It's as close to being a home as a program can be. And then she said, this place gave me the opportunity to have dreams.
Mm.
Think of that. I mean, the opportunity to have dreams. And, you know, if you're couch surfing and you're just struggling just to survive, it's tough. It's tough. And it's tough to have dreams. Tough to have dreams.
Yeah. Yeah. More have more nightmares than dreams if that's your reality.
Sure.
Now, let me ask you, Jim, how can folks get involved in Onward? If somebody is hearing this story and says, you know, I need to do more to get involved. I said at the beginning of the year when I made my New Year's resolutions that I was going to do more volunteer work and I haven't done anything. This sounds like something I want to be connected with. This sounds like a place I want to donate my dollars. How can they get in touch with Onward?
Yes. They can start with our website, which is onwardep.org. Very simple.
Onwardep.org. That's where you need to go.
Stands for Eden Prairie, the EP. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Oh, I want you to be aware that we are having an open house at the home on Monday. This coming Monday, the 29th, at 4:30 and 6:30. I've already invited you.
Yes, you have.
I hope you come and bring a friend. And you can get information on that at the website, www.onwardeatonprayer.org/openhouse.
Yep, and it is Monday from 4:30 to 6:30. Folks will get to tour the house, meet the board and staff, learn more. They want you to RSVP on the website, and you can contact the executive director. Her name is Tricia Wright, and that information for the RSVP is on the website, onwardep.org/openhouse. Jim Nelson, thank you for being my new best friend.
Well,
and thank you for coming on my show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, now look, don't tell Chad Harmon because he's going to get jealous. Look, if you see him on the street, walk on the other side because he get real possessive about me. So I'm just letting you know, if you see him, just go the other way.
We'll keep that between ourselves. Yeah.
All right, Mr. Jim, we'll try to get out there and hang out with you guys on Monday. Yes, sir. And y'all stick around. You can hang out with me right here on More of the Shaletta Show.